Good evening. Here is the 10 p.m. news with Kelly Aben. First, the top stories. The strength and bravery of people who have been forced to flee their home country to escape conflict will be in the limelight tomorrow as Cameroon joins in commemorating World Refugee Day on the theme Solidarity with Refugees. Neonatal screening has been recommended as the best means to prevent sickle cell in children and reduce infant mortality as the nation joined in observing World Sickle Cell Disease Day, with statistics dating from 2015 and 2020 indicating that about 63,000 children were diagnosed with the disease. And out of Cameroon, Russian President Vladimir Putin and North Korean President Kim Jong-un have signed a security deal that will help both countries counteract aggression. Those were our top stories. Now the news in full. African Foreign Affairs ministers say the increasing number of refugees on the continent is a threat to peace and security. They were speaking today during a virtual session of the Peace and Security Council of the African Union held on the eve of this year's World Refugee Day. Cameroon was represented by External Relations Minister Bella Bella. Charles Ebone reports.
Tomorrow, June 20, is World Refugee Day. The African Union Peace and Security Council meets to discuss the situation of refugees and internally displaced people on the continent on the eve of World Refugee Day this year. With 488,285 refugees throughout Cameroon as of December 2023, my country is witnessing an influx of refugees running away from conflicts and persecution from their countries of origin. Cameroon, host to thousands of displaced people from other countries, is represented at the virtual event by the Minister of External Relations, Bella Bella. The newly elected 79th United Nations General Assembly President, His Excellency Philemon Yang, has underscored humanitarian assistance as a priority for his mandate. Just after this event, the minister delegate to the Minister of External Relations in charge of cooperation with the Commonwealth, Felix Mbayu, granted audience to the British High Commissioner to Cameroon.
We discussed a number of issues, multilateral and bilateral, including some of the results of the G7 meeting that happened at the weekend and potential areas for mutually beneficial partnership.
The two diplomats also exchanged on the forthcoming United Nations General Assembly to be chaired by Cameroonian Philemon Yang.
Charles Ebune reporting. Over 63,000 children were diagnosed with sickle cell disease between 2015 and 2020 in Cameroon, with neonatal screening advanced as the best means to prevent sickle cell in children and to reduce infant mortality. This was revealed during a meeting at the Centre Pasteur of Yaoundé today on the occasion of World Sickle Cell Disease Day. Vanessa Woodnang-Sinamong tells us more.
A plea for government to include the screening of sickle cell disease among the care for newborns in order to reduce the 34% of children who die before the age of 5 in Cameroon is the constant aspiration of the Cameroon Sickle Cell Study Group that freely promotes the screening and management of sickle cell disease. Suzanne Bellinger is the Secretary General of Jedre Pakam.
It was important today to make again advocacy the Ministry of Public Health to take in consideration this disease for a better caring of people suffering with this disease.
Results of the 5-year field work, which focused on neonatal sensitization and screening, presented during the 69th session of Le Mercredi Pasteur at the Centre Pasteur of Yaoundé, also revealed that 8,000 children in Cameroon are born each year with sickle cell disease, a condition which experts believe can be reduced to nothing if couples make sure they are compatible before bearing children, as well as going for their kids' early diagnosis in order to stop the pain, stress, and stigma which sickle cell patients and families are subjected too.
Vanessa Woodnang-Sinamon reporting. The second phase for construction works on the Yaoundé-Douala motorway will soon go operational in the Nyong and Kele division of the Central Region. A sensitization meeting with all the living forces of Dibang and Tungok-Mapupi subdivisions where the construction works will be carried out took place today. The meeting was chaired by Central Governor Nasseri Paul Biya, who called on the population to collaborate with the team of engineers for some feasibility works. Details with Irene Mangti Ayonge from CRTV Center.
The 60 and 40 kilometers Dibang Angok Mapubi Road construction project involves some 14 villages in these two subdivisions, which will seek to improve the level of transport connections on the Yaoundé Douala motorway. The meeting by Central Regional Governor Nasseri Paul Biya with the beneficiary population was to educate them on some vital information concerning the road project.
We have come to sensitize them on this second phase. We need their collaboration so that the commission that is coming to start will be able to do its work without any problem so that we can go fast, because the instructions which have been received from the head of state is that this project is very important and capital for the nation. They can help us participate in terms of liberating the road while waiting that the compensation be paid later.
Present at both meetings were municipal and traditional authorities and the local population, who saluted the laudable initiatives of the government, which they say will contribute to the socio-economic growth of the Nyong and Kele division. Irene Mante Ayonge, CRTV Center.
We stay in the Central Region, where close to 6,000 youths residing in Yaoundé will soon benefit from financial aid to boost their small and medium-sized businesses. Chairing the ceremony organized by the Youth Economic Inclusion Program, the Secretary General at the Central Governor's Office, Simon Ghislain Essile, while underscoring the importance of the program in fighting youth unemployment, exhorted committee members to show proof of objectivity and professionalism in the selection process. Kwantra Marie-Claire Do of CRTV Center reports.
In a bid to promote self-employment, entrepreneurship, creativity and innovation in small and medium-sized enterprises, the government of Cameroon, through the Ministry of Economy, Planning and Regional Development, with technical and financial assistance from the World Bank, has put in place the Adaptive Safety Net and Economic Inclusion Project. It is within the framework of the project that the Youth Economic Inclusion Program has been launched this Wednesday in Yaoundé to select 6,000 youths to accompany them in their innovative and small businesses. Asako Isiben Jean-Pierre is the head of Youth Economic Inclusion Program.
Concern the youth between 18 and 25 years. They are the most poor and vulnerable who can be IDPs. They have to stay in the capital city of the 10th region of Cameroon. So those beneficiaries have to do income generating activity. They will receive a grant of 275,000, and the objective of this program is to ameliorate their living standard.
Chairing the ceremony, the Secretary General at the Central Governor's Office, Simon Langetil, saluted the initiative, which is out to promote innovation and decent work and fight unemployment. On the occasion, the committee members were called upon to show proof of objectivity and professionalism in the selection process. Marie-Claire Doe, CRTV News Center.
You're listening to the 10 p.m. news on the national station of the CRTV. There are reports of rising insecurity in Bamenda in the northwest region, with taxes reportedly targeted and burnt, thereby making the movement of persons by night risky, with the prohibition of commercial motorbikes from circulating during late hours. The courageous persons are obliged to trek long distances. This measure, according to the senior divisional officer for Mezam, Simon Emile Mo, is aimed at ensuring the safety of the population. Kilo Valerie Sala tells us more.
The street of Bamenda get crowded in the day. By the sunset, the ghost of the ghost town reappear from this town's dark security cloud, and major junctions are forced into emptiness. Locals rushing home, commercial motorbikes off the street, and some taxis reportedly burnt,
When we live like this, we are just going back straight to the house after 6 o'clock. People who were operating nightclubs, many are running out of business. Imagine taxi drivers, Okada riders.
On Saturday, May 25th, 2024, an explosion went off in a leisure spot near the Bamenda Regional Hospital. Two people are reported dead and several others injured. The senior divisional officer for Mazam Simon Emi Mo reacted, issuing a release which prohibited the movement of commercial motorbikes during nightly hours for security reasons.
Terrorists tried to disturb GC exam at St. Frederick Comprehensive College, Mankon here in Bamenda, where they attacked a police checkpoint and one student was seriously wounded and a policeman. So that's why I signed that prefectural order.
In the course of the over 7-year armed conflict, Bamenda has recorded several disturbing security incidents, including the massacre of about 10 civilians in Nacho Junction in July 2023, making the town a very slippery ground for inhabitants. Killer Valerie Salau, CL TV News, Bamenda.
Over in the littoral, local authorities in Douala 5 subdivision are calling on the population to be more vigilant and support them in the fight against juvenile delinquency this holiday period. The divisional officer, Dr. Anuafo Kletus Asongwe, reiterated that collaboration with forces of law and order is important, especially following recent attacks in some neighborhoods. Roslyn Fossa has the story.
The latest case of attack recorded was on June 17 in Antenbango of the Lokpom neighborhood at about 8 p.m. Inhabitants had to face some youths who attempted acts of assault, a situation that was quickly brought under control by law enforcement forces. Dr. Anuafo Kletu Sasongwe is divisional officer for Douala 5.
The security situation in Douala 5 subdivision is fully under control. You cannot imagine a town like Douala with 100% security, because there will always be cases of small attacks here and there.
The local authority therefore reassures and calls for greater collaboration from the populations.
We have vigilant committees in almost all the quarters that work with the forces of law and order. The population should continue to go about their activities normally.
Emphasis is also laid on hygiene and sanitation throughout this holiday period.
It's an operation which is aimed at bringing back sanity, especially on our roadsides. We have realize that petty traders occupy the roadsides, making the town looking very shabby. I think that this operation has been going on very well.
Collaboration has been recommended, especially during the school break. Roslyn Fossa, CRTV News, Douala.
Newspaper publishers in Cameroon have been told to exploit the cyberspace in order to boost the consumption of the print media. Professor Felix Zugo was speaking in Yaoundé today while chairing a seminar organized by the Federation of Newspaper Publishers of Cameroon, Fedi Press, on the theme, The New Structural and Functional Paradigms of Print Media. Helen Noydin reports.
To go by newspaper publishers, the print media that used to catch the attention of many people is fading away, with little or no income generated to sustain the media organs. To this end, newspaper publishers are brainstorming on better ways of attracting the product for consumption while expecting constant government subvention. The publisher of the Guardian Post newspaper, Christian Guy Christian, proposed a solution for the prevailing situation.
People have moved from the traditional media. Print media are going digital. We expect to leave from here with some kind of knowledge on how to go digital. Of course, some of us, we've gone digital already, but I think we're going to get more from the experts who will give us some lectures and insight on how to go complete digital.
For his part, Senator Laurent Charles Boyomo Asala says content creation will do the trick.
We should take into consideration the fact that this seminar occurs at the moment when digitalization has become an habit. And it is like if the journalists and particularly the written press have not yet adopted this new form of production. And it is good that such a seminar should be organized so that the journalists can revamp their knowledge.
At the end of the seminar, the newspaper publishers will provide ICT gadgets in order to set up new strategies.
Helen Noydin reporting. And we talk about the Hajj now. The head of Cameroon's official Hajj delegation says appropriate measures will be taken to avoid the lapses so far observed in the conduct of this year's Hajj. Ambassador Iya Tajani was speaking in Mecca this evening during an evaluation meeting on the sojourn of Cameroonian pilgrims in Mina. See, out of a special envoy to Saudi Arabia, Goninge Swaibu Share picks up the rest of that story from Mecca.
Being the heart of the Hajj proper, the Mina lab often plays a preponderant role in determining the success or failure of the organization of the Hajj. Coming on the heels of the pilgrim stay in Mina, the evaluation meeting x-rayed the conduct of the Hajj in key sectors such as lodging, feeding, transportation, and health, as well as difficulties encountered in those domains. Ambassador Iya Tijani is the head of the Cameroon Hajj official delegation.
Many problems, particularly about transport, food, because the society with whom we sign the contract has not respected it. Concerning the health, the medical team, the number is not enough.
Among some of the challenges raised by the medical team was an upsurge in the number of mental cases. Dr. Kamilu Ibrahim is the head of that team.
Most of them, it's because they were followed up at home but stopped taking their medicines when they came here. Others were just faced with difficult circumstances and difficult weather, meeting a lot of people. So it may also act like a trigger. As we speak, of the 11 cases we've had, 10 are already stable.
While commending pilgrim guides for a job well done, the ambassador equally lambasted the indisciplined ones whose actions caused more harm than good. The stock-taking meeting was also an opportunity to plan for the smooth return of Cameroonian pilgrims to their respective families. Osmaila Tuku, Goninge Swaibun Share, CRTV News, Mecca.
And we end with foreign news. Russian President Vladimir Putin says his country and North Korea have signed a deal to help each other in the event of aggression against them. President Kim Jong-un has said he fully supports Russia's invasion of Ukraine as the Russian leader visits North Korea after 24 years. That footnote in foreign news brings us to the end of the 10 p.m. news. My name is Kelly Eben. Thanks for listening.